This video is brought to you by Surfshark. All right, I gotta get everyone's opinion on this viral clip of an ICE agent tripping, face planting, and very likely tearing his ACL while chasing someone down. And listen, we don't generally make fun of people getting hurt or facing misfortune or even struggling on this channel, but ICE agents are inherently in positions of power, right? They wear face masks everywhere they go, number one. Number two, they drive around in unmarked cars. Number three, they have the budget bigger than the military of most countries. Literally, they have a massive budget. Number four, they use that budget to terrorize majority Latino communities. And number five, they're very clearly undertrained. And this clip proves our point that they are sending undertrained people into majority Latino communities to just grab the most innocent people. So when we make fun of a clip like this, we are punching up at people who are more powerful. We're punching up at people who spend all of their days punching down at vulnerable communities. And let me just be clear, violent criminals who are here illegally can go. You can be deported with due process, of course. If you've been charged with a violent crime or you have repeatedly been detained and you have been proven to commit a violent crime through due process, of course. But that is not what is happening here. Donald Trump has reallocated ICE's resources away from violent criminals towards targeting people who are, I don't know, working on farms or trying to get their citizenship via the proper channels, but are going to courthouses and are getting snagged there. And this proves the point. If ICE is actually going after violent criminals, why do we have undertrained, fat, random dudes running after these people? Now, this guy himself, I don't know, he might not be overweight, but I've seen so many clips. I'm not even trying to be mean here. I've seen so many clips of just like uncoordinated, unathletic, overweight ICE agents who aren't trained, who aren't taking care of situations the proper way. It disgusts me. Before I even play this clip, let's run it back and let's watch some other instant karma. Remember the No Kings protests that happened on October 18th, was it? Well, this MAGA agitator decided to show up to the No Kings protest. And then, after he gets in a little bit of a scuffle with one of the protesters, he tries to chase them down. By the end of it, he's bleeding. I'll let you watch this play out.
Let's go, ICE! Let's go, ICE! God bless Trump! 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 Ride your bike, you fucking
go get a job.
Yeah.
I'm going to mute it for a second because they're all just screaming, "You effed around and found out." But they turn the camera on this guy and his face is just full of blood later on. I mean, oh my Lord, this guy is causing a scene. And here's the thing. So he starts yelling slurs at the crowd and he's antagonizing the entire crowd. Some skater dude grabs his glasses and then runs off. You shouldn't steal things from people. You shouldn't touch people like that. But then this guy just goes off, chases everybody down, falls, and you shouldn't steal from people, of course. That is the moral clarity we can provide. But also, you shouldn't be calling people slurs and trying to antagonize people like this, in this manner. And then he continues to go on for another few minutes and tries to, I don't know, assault anybody he can. We also see ICE agents, in this scenario, pepper spraying or spraying something into the actual air tube of people in costumes. Watch this. Dude, this is so messed up. ICE agents are spraying pepper spray into the air vent. Into the air vent. So I'm sorry, I don't feel bad when the power imbalance is swapped and an ICE agent falls. Watch this.
Hey, you leave or I'll put this grenade right in front of you.
He said, "You leave or I'll put this grenade right in front of you." These are people just power tripping.
This grenade right in front of you.
I'm
perfectly
legal. I'm sorry. What's your call? What the? Oh, what the?
And then he did it. Dude, that is insane. They are just terrorizing people. This is congressional candidate Kat Abu Ghazaleh getting thrown to the ground by ICE agents in Broadview. Ow, okay, that actually, you could feel that one, right? You could feel that. I should have put a warning before all of those. But the reason I play those is to loop back to this original one of an ICE agent, very likely tearing his ACL. And in any other circumstance, you know, you'd feel bad seeing somebody do this. If this were, even if this were just some random old boomer Trump supporter, some MAGA supporter who like fell, I would be like, that's really messed up. We shouldn't like, even when Mitch McConnell took a massive fall, I'm not going to say I feel bad for him, or I'm not saying that I'm like sympathetic towards him politically, but I was like, yeah, that's messed up. He's old. He shouldn't be working like that. But in this case scenario, it's like, dude, you guys, I'm saying you guys as an ICE agents have spent the past few months terrorizing people. And then we're supposed to feel bad at this. He's looking around embarrassed. He can barely even walk. I don't know if he tore his ACL. I don't know what he exactly did there. But here's the thing. Most Americans can agree on a few fundamental things. Number one, we should secure the border. I'm not saying in the Trumpian fascistic way of, you know, putting barbed wire across the border, but we should have a strong and safe border, and we should incentivize legal immigration so people can come here in a safe manner. And when people come here in a safe manner, they can contribute to the economy and get jobs that are competitive with other, you know, people who are actually citizens here. I think that legal immigration is good. It's good to know everybody who's in our country. But when there are people who are here illegally, who are trying to achieve a better life, I don't think it's fair to just, you know, rip them out of a courthouse. That disincentivizes people from going through the proper channels. And it disincentivizes anybody from coming to America, which hurts our economy, which hurts our GDP. And these ICE agents are out of control. Republicans will say on one hand that they're taking care of violent criminals. Therefore, they have to increase the budget of ICE, which, okay, that's one thing they can claim. But then we see videos of the majority of ICE agents being so undertrained and uncoordinated that it makes you think these are just random people who are plucked off the streets. Not to fight violent criminals, but to pluck off other random people. The Trump admin is literally putting random redneck people, not always, but like rednecks, into ICE so they can go to war with other random people who are immigrants. It is insane, and the Democrats need to gain any sort of leverage they can. I mean, just to end this off, we just got this report last week. Congress job rating sinks to 15%. Trump's steady at 41%. We did get new polling just today showing that his approval rating is at a record low. But I mean, overall, people aren't happy with the way that Trump and the way that Republicans in Congress are handling things. And ICE is a big part of that. That's something that's broken through the most. So if you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. And really quickly, you got to be careful if you're online and you start to get those hyper-specific ads targeted towards where you live. Like, I live in Chicago, and I wasn't just getting Midwestern ads, but I was getting ads about dry cleaners down my street. That's a result of IP targeting. When your IP is targeted by advertisers, they can charge you extra, or they can target you in a creepy manner. That's why I highly recommend Surfshark. Surfshark will help mask your IP. It'll encrypt your connection and basically make it so you have a blank slate online. Not only is Surfshark available on your phone, your TV, even your fridge, any smart device can be protected with Surfshark, but they also have 24/7 live customer support. So any issue you have can be solved in a very timely, prompt manner. So no more price bumps. Make sure you protect yourself whenever you're online by going to surfshark.com/mockler and using code mockler at checkout to get 4 extra months for free of Surfshark VPN. Click the top link in the description, or one more time, go to surfshark.com/mockler to get all of your devices covered and make sure that you are protected online. Thank you all, and thank you to Surfshark.